If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
So hang on a second, Tony. Todd, yeah. This is a good looking picture of him. I can't see what the date says, but again, he's holding up a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
It is weird writing. What are the letters on all these?
We figured it out. Actually, Banfield figured it out. What we have here is him, and he's just wearing a regular old dress shirt. Looks fairly normal. And then he has his name written on there like a seven-year-old would. Literally, the writing looks like about seven-year-old level. Not seventh grade, seven-year-old. Then we have a date on this, and there's several of these. And I'm curious. I know what all these codes mean. I know what they are, but I don't know what are they representing? The second line is a date, 7/11/2022. What does the other thing mean? It's a flight number.
What?
A flight number?
They're all flight numbers.
For what?
I don't know. They are flight numbers
or something?
I don't know. But I think that we need to look into this. I mean, literally, I've seen these within the last hour. I've had no time to do any digging. But that's for my to-do list after the show today is, and you guys too out there, start digging into this flight. These are flight numbers and these are dates and this is his name. So I'd be very curious to look into can you backtrack flight numbers? Can you look?
Yes, can you? Yep.
Because don't they change? They update, but you can look at it.
But you can look at the specific date. So if he's referencing a date, there's a flight number.
We need to look at the date and the flight number and where that would be too. Because I think that might. I don't know. I think it's a clue. I think it may mean something. And, you know, there's been a lot of this is 1000% pure speculation.
Yeah.
1000%. Okay. I know nothing of any of what I'm about to theorize to be true. But there's been speculation of, you know, could he have been involved in this thing over here in odd locations that really weren't traditionally on the path of where you'd think he would be at X time? Like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego-ish? I'm curious as to where these go and if he's at some places and if that means something.
I'm not getting a flight number. I'm not getting anything of file.
They're ticket numbers. They're flight ticket numbers is what they are. They're not like, it's not like the American Airlines flight X. Like, these are ticket numbers, I believe, from tickets. So I don't know. again, I don't know how traceable it's going to be, but it's something to look into further.
It's a passenger name record, a PNR, a 6-character code used by airlines to identify a specific reservation.
Mm-hmm.
So was he going somewhere?
I wonder if we were to put these into like American or Delta or whatever with the flight number and the name, if that would pull up the track of where the flight was or where it went. This, like, you know, you search to get your boarding pass and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If that, I don't know. There's some research that needs to be done on that end. So there's a lot of these. I didn't even give you all of them, Todd, because I didn't have time to gather them all up. But there's several different dates, most of them relating to 2022, prior to the murders taking place.
Boy, yeah, I'm not finding much yet, so I'll keep digging.
And it's on notebook paper. I mean, it's the weirdest thing. I'm just trying to reiterate for those who are listening. And in the photos where he's holding the stuff up, he has his shirt on. He looks fairly normal. But it's like, I mean, he's staring directly in the camera, like, look at this. Like it's a trophy.
Yeah.
That's the weird part. Go to the next one here. And this is, I thought, was an interesting one. This is a shot of him at a ballpark. And look at where, what he's there, but there's a woman right behind him.
Right.
Oh.
It looks like there's a reason he's capturing that selfie of him at that exact spot. And that would be likely to capture her, is my guess.
God, he's scary.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And if you look at his eyes, the way he's looking at the camera, look, I'm not an expert at this, but you can kind of glean what he's doing. He's looking at that camera, and in the frame of that camera where he's looking at that image, he's looking at her.
You're right.
If you, it's basically like pool, you know, you look at the angle and the shot back, his eyes are on her.
Yeah.
His eyes are on her in the angle of that camera. He's watching her through the lens of the camera, taking the shot.
Oh, this just creeps me out.
Ugh, creeps you out. Jeez. Yeah.
There's a lot. I mean, so do we have more pictures or are we
That's
at the
it.
End of it?
That was
okay.
It.
So, what are these pictures? Is this narcissism? Is this him leaving clues? Another thing I think we need to look at here is because he copies everybody. And that's pretty much all this monster has done is just copy, 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 copy. Who else? What other killers did things like this where they left a document of some sort with their name, their date, and something to do with a flight?
I think
that may tell us more. So there's everybody's homework for the day. Everybody out there, if you want to help us and dig into this and try and figure out what the hell is going on with these images, dig in and communicate. Let us know in the comment section here on this video what you find. And we can go back and forth and, reconvene maybe on another episode here later in the week to discuss it more. But that's not all. But wait. There's more. If you look into Brian Koberger even more right now, we'll find even more serious revelations that have come through from the Idaho State Police. Reports now obtained by People Magazine. Two women, both students at Washington State University, came forward in 2022 to say they believed they were being stalked by Brian Koberger. These are new revelations. The first woman worked at the campus bookstore. She said Koberger began showing up every day. He seemed, in her words, very used to being put off by women.
Great.
How does that translate? Very used to being put. Normally people are being very used to being put off by women, just avoid women in general. But he just keeps coming back for more. One night in late summer, she was at home alone, changing in her room when she heard a knock at her window.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah. Called her husband, and the person outside ran off. It happened again on another evening. She heard movement on the porch. Her husband came home just in time to see a white car pulling away. Koberger drove a white Hyundai Elantra, the same car investigators later tied to the Moscow murders.
This guy was working up to something, wasn't he?
I really wonder if he was just, it could have been any night. I wonder how much he was planning for the night that he did this attack. Because there is some weird numerology there that Coffendaffer is unearthed with the 1122, his birthday being right there as well. Were the murders a birthday present to himself?
No, oh, I knew you were going to say that.
And didn't she also mention something about the address and all that kind of stuff?
The address, 1122. Yes. Yes. Thank you for pointing that out, Todd. There's a lot to do with the numbers. And here we have him holding up numbers.
I don't know if we're ever going to know everything that we all want to know about this guy, because it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper.
And at the end of the day, does it really, what does it tell us other than it's a really weird riddle that we're trying to figure out, that the chemicals in his brain connected this way and that way, and this is how he communicates to the world? Okay, great. He's a very broken, messed up human being who scrambled, and we figured out how to connect the dots of this scrambled puzzle. Other than that, what does it tell us?
I think what it tells us is we've got troubled individuals in our realm. What can we do?
We know that.
Absolutely, we know that. But what can we do if we have a Brian Koberger in our lives, a guy who's tapping on windows, taking pictures of women in the background? Yeah. What do we do when we see somebody like that? We retreat, we stay away from them, but is there something that we can do on a more proactive basis? And I'm not talking about lock him up. Oh my God. No, but what can we do to protect ourselves from somebody like this?
I don't know that we can, other than being aware. Because if you go into more dystopian type life, if he were caught tapping on somebody's window, like the police showed up, the husband catches him or something, and they get him, you're going to get like a peeping something. I mean, it's going to be a slap on the wrist. I mean, he could do that 50 some times. And if that's all he keeps doing, it's a slap on the wrist. We keep getting warning signs from people over and over. I mean, the Haro case that we're going to talk about with Siobhan next hour, that guy literally maimed his daughter. She's screwed for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And he got a slap on the wrist. So we don't do a whole lot about warning signs. We talk about warning signs a lot. When we have the warning signs, we're like, oh shit, look, we got the warning signs. And now what? The laws don't allow us to like keep these people locked away forever. I mean, nor should they. Or should they? Or should we have some other system in place here where it's like, look, and maybe the answer is more along this line. Mental hospitals. We used to have them in this country, and we do, but they're much smaller than they used to be. They're only operated on, for the most part, on small local levels. For the most part, the state mental hospitals were all taken down and destroyed by a man named Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. And those hospitals, these giant monolithic buildings, and I'm not saying they were great. There were some, depending on where you were at, that were treated very well. The people who were in them were respected, and they got good treatment. In some, they were literally chained to the wall, and it was horrible and horrific. And there's exposés on that. Geraldo did one on about it years ago. And literally, utterly horrible standards. I would think today maybe we could do better. Maybe today we could go back to it being a good standard. We'd have to certainly fund it, but it's where you could take individuals like this with a ton of warning signs and go, we need to put you over here. We need to see that you can integrate into society. Okay, because right now you ain't there. And we're not going to wait around for you to prove us wrong, because you're already doing this really creepy shit that you're one step away from really harming somebody more than you already have mentally. Just because someone hasn't physically harmed someone doesn't mean they haven't mentally harmed someone. And the fact that we allow people like this to continue to go on after they have done very mentally abusive things to other people, we don't put weight on the mental abuse, even though that ends up being some of the harshest, most damning abuse that any human being can endure is mental abuse over physical. But we don't take that seriously. And we just let these, everybody, well, everybody eats their own. It's free. I don't know what the answer is, but I think it might be something more in the middle where it's, let's see if we can get you help. And if you prove that you can't be helped, well, guess what? And there needs to be more authority from people, loving critics, as Robin would say, of people around them, like his parents. If you see something and you see your kid really struggling and there's something really off, having the ability to have authority to put them somewhere and get them somewhere where they can get help, whether they like it or not. Because most people who need this help, they're not going to raise their hand and say they need the help. They don't think they need the help. That's why they're doing the shit they're doing. Problem solved, everyone. I'm glad we got that taken care of.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.